And as you feel more and more relaxed, feel that energy, the energy inside you and outside of you, coming in through the top of your head and going all the way down, down, out the soles of your feet. And as the energy goes down through your body, it relaxes you. Everywhere it touches, it relaxes you. Now I want you to breathe in. And as you breathe in, I want you to notice how every breath you take in is more energy coming in through the top of your head. And as you exhale, it's energy going out, down, through the soles of your feet. So keep up with this breathing pattern. And keep relaxing, allowing the energy and the breath which come in together to relax your body as it touches every part of you. And as it leaves your body down through the soles of your feet, taking out all tension, all stress, all anxiety, all negativity outside of your body. I want you now to actually visualize that energy. In whichever way you want to represent to yourself that energy, whatever color you identify with energy. And different colors will actually have different strength. So just try out different colors and notice how each one feels different. And I want you to go ahead now, and as you visualize that energy coming in from the top of your head along with your breath, all the way down and exhaling it all the way out through the soles of your feet, allow that energy of whatever color you chose to touch each and every part of your mind, your emotions, your body, every part of your consciousness, and let it drain out all the way down through the soles of your feet. And do this for about 10-15 minutes, and notice how much more energized you feel, and then come back to the CD. Now we're going to make this exercise even stronger. This is what I want you to do first. I want you to really go back and remember what it felt like to relax your physical body. Just go ahead and relax a part of your body. Now notice as you now relax an emotional part of you, the emotional body. Notice how you feel a difference in the frequency of this body. It's a higher frequency than your physical body. And notice how as you go into your mental body, which holds your beliefs and thoughts, the frequency is even higher. So now I want you to go ahead, and as you continue doing this exercise of visualizing and feeling the energy come in along with your breath from the top of your head all the way down out through the soles of your feet, relaxing every part of you as it goes through it, I want you to let it go through your physical body. And then I want you to let it go through your emotional body so that the energy you feel coming into you feels like it's coming in at a higher frequency. Just go ahead and increase the frequency. You can either feel it increase or you can make it increase so it's a higher vibrational frequency. Now I want you to go ahead and increase the frequency until it matches the frequency of your thoughts and your beliefs. Make it vibrate at a much higher frequency. Because the difference between frequencies is considerable. Increase it even more. And notice how you feel more energized the more you increase the frequency. And keep increasing the frequency until it feels like you're at a higher level than even your mental body. You are at a higher level than your thoughts. Because at this level, you're beginning to enter the psychic level of your mind. And the energy of the psychic level vibrates at a higher frequency than at the lower levels, and therefore energizes you more and it's stronger. Keep doing this, noticing the differences in vibrational levels. and pinpoint exactly where each vibration begins. Notice, this vibration is physical. This higher vibration is emotional. This much higher vibration is mental. And way higher up here, that's right, up here, it's a psychic vibration. And notice how as you increase your vibrational levels, you become more and more energized. At this high vibrational level, the psychic level, you can train yourself to begin to perceive the thoughts of others, to be able to project emotions, to be able to project thoughts into others. And as you keep going higher and higher, you begin to go into the realm of your higher self. So keep going higher and higher, and see if you can touch what feels like a higher self, a superconscious mind. And with this, we'll go into our discussion of the higher self. In traditional Huna, you can only contact the higher self through the lower self, not through the middle self. So you can't really consciously contact your higher self. You can actually connect your conscious mind to your unconscious mind, and then both of them can contact the higher self. Or you can just allow your unconscious mind to connect with the higher self. How do you connect your middle self with your lower self? One way to do it is through self-hypnosis, meditation, or any practice that actually lowers your brainwaves. Relaxing will also do it. If you relax your mind and let it sink down into your unconscious, and remember, your unconscious mind is below your feet, so let your mind sink all the way down to below your feet. And as you feel that happening, just visualize your mind just dissolving all the way down, maybe flowing down into below your feet, into your unconscious. In this way, your mind will sink all the way down to a place where it can actually connect with your higher self. Because once your mind has sunk below your feet into your unconscious, I want you to increase the energetic vibrations of your mind. Of the mind that's been sinking down, just keep increasing the energetic vibrations like you did a moment ago. And let it increase past your mental body, past your psychic awareness. And as it reaches its next, much higher vibrational level, you will notice the energy going up from below your feet, up to the top of your head, to above your head. So that energy now travels from the top of your head all the way down to below your feet, and up the sides, all the way up above your head, to where your high self is. And how do you know when you're there? Well, once you feel that vibrational level, you may feel the energy just flow down like rain from your higher self all the way down once again through your body into your lower self, and up again into your higher self at the higher vibrational frequency, and falling like rain all the way down once again through your body. Now, I must say, now that you're doing this, notice how that energy from your higher self falling down like rain through your body and mind clears away all your blockages much more quickly. You may even want to help it along by visualizing this rain as white, completely white, like a brilliant white light that fragments itself into tiny little drops of white light, white rain that goes down through you and washes away each and every one of your blockages at this very high level of frequency. And this is one of the many things your superconscious mind can do for you. Wash away all your blockages at any level. Another thing it can do for you is that since your higher self is in, in contact with the rest of the universe. It has access to the universal energy, meaning it has an unlimited supply of energy it can bring down on you. So just go ahead and take 5, 10, 15 minutes to connect to your higher self in this way, and to allow this energy to pour down on you, increasing the level of energy inside you as much as it can, while still allowing you to feel comfortable about it. Because you don't want to overdo it. Your higher self has way more energy and access to energy than you can actually hold at the present moment. So go ahead and fill yourself up with energy as much as you can. And once you're done, just enjoy the feeling of that high level of frequency, that high level vibration inside you. And enjoy it for a few minutes and then come back. And now when you go back to doing your exercises of relaxing emotions, relaxing beliefs, you can add the energy of the higher self, making the exercise much stronger, allowing you to get rid of all the blockages much faster than you would normally do. And to boost the experience a bit, you can begin engaging what in Huna we call the ha breath. Because the breathing sounds like a as you breathe out. You breathe in and you let it out, making that sound. And as you breathe in this way, your energy will also increase. So you have the option of doing ha breath or not, depending on how much energy you want to be absorbing at the moment. And what else can your super mind, your super conscious mind, do for you? Well, many things. One thing it can do for you is tell you what's good for you. If you ever have any questions about what you should do about something in your life, just go ahead. Fill yourself up with energy. Relax your mind all the way down to your unconscious self. And from there, take that energy up to a higher vibrational level, all the way up to your higher self. And as the higher self pours down that rain of energy onto you from above, it will bring a message. So you just sit quietly and listen to the answer to whatever question you want your higher self to answer. And your higher self knows what's best for you. It also knows to recreate whatever your unconscious mind wants. And this is important, not what you consciously want, but what your unconscious mind wants, and makes it happen in the real world. It makes it manifest physically in the real world. That's why whatever you wish for consciously is not necessarily going to happen, but whatever you actually want unconsciously, based on whatever your beliefs are, whatever your emotions are, that's what your superconscious mind is going to manifest in your life. Therefore, it makes it even more important for you to clear out your unconscious mind of blockages, because then you can actually project what you want into your superconscious mind for it to manifest, instead of giving it to manifest things you don't want. Because at some level, your superconscious mind is always bringing down energy onto you. At different levels, the more you increase the vibrational frequency, do these exercises, the more energy you'll have access to. But it's always pouring down energy. And as it pours down energy, it starts manifesting your reality. And as it starts manifesting your reality, that energy that it's manifesting goes into your psychic mind. And it starts creating all sorts of psychic impressions that add on to your experience of the world. And from your psychic mind, from your psychic body, it keeps projecting that energy down into your beliefs, making whatever's there stronger. So if you have positive beliefs, it's going to make it stronger. If you have negative beliefs, it's going to make those stronger too. And from those beliefs, it's going to project the energy down into your emotional body. And the same thing with your positive or negative emotions, down through your energetic body, all the way down through your actual physical body, manifesting either something positive or negative, depending on what's already there. Now, in between your higher self and your psychic level is an area that in most tradition holds what it's called in many traditions karma, or meaning the things that are going to happen in your life based on whatever. Those are the things that have been programmed to happen in your life. Now, that level exists at a higher vibrational level than your psychic self. So in between your psychic self and your higher self, you will notice this area that holds the events that make up your karma. Now, the more blocked up that area is, the more karma you're going to have to live through. So when you do your clearing exercises, and for this you need to use the energy of your higher self, you want to make sure you clear that area so that everything from your higher self down feels clear. In that way, you will get rid of events, situations, circumstances that you may not want. In short, you may get rid of your karma. Now, this area you can also use to manifest reality, a reality of things you actually want. I'm going to go into this now, and this is like a very powerful thing, so please pay close attention and please use this information responsibly.